Imagine if God sent a soul in purgatory to you to teach you everything about the spiritual life, and you had a chance to write this down and share this information with the entire world. This is exactly what happened to Sister Mary of the Cross from 1874 to 1890. A nun from her convent that had previously died, Sister Mary Gabriel, someone who was actually very annoying to Sister Mary of the Cross, someone that caused her a lot of trouble, God sent her to that nun for two reasons: to seek her deliverance and to teach her about the spiritual life and everything that you could possibly want to know about God. Now, if you have read any of the great spiritual works, this is of the same caliber and sometimes even more amazing. As I was reading it, I would highlight and highlight and highlight, because the things that this soul would say were so profound that I thought, I have to turn this into a video. I have to share this. My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and we are here again. Coming up to November, this is the third year in a row that I've been doing this on this channel. And every year, it hasn't been that many years, but every year I thought to myself, what am I gonna do? How am I gonna share this? And as soon as I picked up this book, I thought, why didn't I read this before? I've read a lot of books about purgatory, and this one is unbelievable. You need to buy it, but if you really don't want to buy it, you can at least watch some of the videos that I'll be sharing throughout the month of November. There are two ways that you can get it, in paper and electronic. In paper, there's only one version that I could find on Amazon, and it also contains a book by St. Catherine of Genoa, so you get a two for one. The second way is electronic through Amazon Kindle. The book costs $1. If you don't have an Amazon Kindle, guess what? I have an extra one. I took one to Fatima, thought I lost it. It was actually in my backpack. About a few days ago, I found it, and I had already purchased another one. So now I have two Kindles. One of them I will give to one of you. I will figure out a way at the end of this video. I will tell you what you need to do, and I'll send you a cover, a Kindle, and a cable for you to purchase the $1 book and enjoy it. I love the Kindle because you can highlight it and type notes on it, things like that, and I don't usually do that in regular books. The strange thing about this book is that it doesn't talk a lot about purgatory. Like, it doesn't tell you details about it. It does. It has several pages, chapters on it. It mostly focuses on the spiritual life, about prayer, about how to grow in holiness, but in ways that are so concise and profound that you know it's from someone from the other side. You know that this isn't just a priest or a nun telling you this information. You know it's real. Now, as it happens, the nun to whom this all happened, she was someone that never sought out the extraordinary. She always wanted to be just like everyone else. But she was a very holy nun. That's why God sent her this soul in purgatory. So she was the last person seeking these types of things out. And everyone knew that. So when she revealed this to other people, they believed her. They knew that this was something really happening. She presented the information to several priests. All of them vouched for it. One of them actually worked on the canonization cause of Saint Therese of Lisieux. Have you ever heard of her? Yes, yeah. So that priest was an authentic priest. And they all said, this stuff is legit. This stuff is amazing. We have to publish it. In fact, in the introduction to the book, he comments and says, I read it several times, these notes that you gave me. So this nun appeared to her over 16 years, but not every single day. In different periods, sometimes you get something in 1 month, sometimes a few months later you'll read something. She wrote these all down as notes and then compiled them into a book. Strangely enough, she struggled to believe some of this, and she didn't like the experience. It must be scary to have a soul in purgatory being appearing to you at all these sort of random times. In fact, for the first about 6 months, she didn't even know who or what it was. All she heard was this kind of moaning and this sighing. And then finally, after 6 months, she revealed who she was. And she said, I'm Sister Mary Gabriel. You will not have to see me in my sufferings, presumably because they would be so frightening. When you read this book, it calls you to prayer. You want to put the book down and just pray. And it teaches you how, in ways that other books do not and other people do not. It's like a recipe where people always forget to put in certain ingredients, or you feel like they're lying to you because they don't really want you to make the cake. Well, that's how it feels like with prayer, like it's some secret contraband that we're all hiding. Well, this book reveals to you the secret, and it gives you amazing information about purgatory, and at the very end, about heaven. So, Kindle giveaway. I want you to put down below in the comments, Kindle giveaway. I want you to search in my channel in the About. There you will find my email. And if you find my email, email me and say, hey, I want this Kindle. All the people that do that, I'll write their names on pieces of paper. I'll put it in a little jar and I'll pick one, and whoever gets it, I will mail them that Kindle for absolutely free. Now, I've intentionally made it a little bit difficult to find my email address. I will not tell you if you ask in the comments. Whoever gets it, it's God's will. So my friends, join me in this amazing journey through this book, The Unpublished Manuscript on Purgatory. And please support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee, either through a one-time donation or as a recurring membership of, I believe, $5, $10, and $15. And there's a few other tiers, but those are the basic ones. I am excited to have the privilege of leading you in this. Your life will be changed. Not only will you fall more deeply in love with the souls in purgatory, but you will become a saint worthy of skipping purgatory.